Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my lovely wife and best friend, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Shalom as well, and thank you for tuning in tonight as we continue in our Matthew 24 study.
Yes, and we want to remind our listeners that all our radio programs and newsletters are archived on shofarministries.net. Great biblical insights that we hope you will share with others.
Yes, definitely. Tell a friend about this unique time of deeper Bible study. And as always, let us ask God for his blessing.
Yeah. Abba, Father, we highly praise you and adore you as our El Shaddai and God above all gods. We ask that you honor our prayers as we lift up to your throne these written prayer requests, especially those with rare or cancerous diseases. We also plead the blood of Yeshua over our lost loved ones, doing whatever it takes to bring them to your saving knowledge of grace. We ask for divine protection over the bride of your Son and over our children and grandchildren, for we recognize these days are increasingly evil and a sign of your soon return. Until then, our burdens our burdens light as we pray in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my love.
Okay, let's begin, with the news on that horrific shooting at the school in Florida.
Yes, because I want to stress to everyone, as we have often done times before, that everything you see and hear on TV news is not always the total picture. Anyhow, there was a witness that said as the students were fleeing the building after the school shooting, that Nicholas Cruz, whom she knew as well, was alongside her because that is how he escaped. And it's then she heard more shots being fired upward and behind her while they were all running out. And she and others insist there was more than one shooter.
As well, the security camera at the front door entrance was curiously missing.
And then there is the fact that he said he had been hearing voices telling him to do this awful shooting. And, of course, we quickly assume it's demonic, as is often the case, or at least was many years ago. But, you know, in today's world, there could be more to it because this Nicholas kid said that, and by the way, I have researched this and others have said this as well, and that is that the voices were specific this time as to where and when and how. My friends, demons don't do that. They generalize, leaving details to one's self. You know, there's been many similar shootings in the last few years.
At 208 since Columbine.
Since Columbine, okay. And many, I understand, have been on prescription drugs as well. And they also heard voices. Do you think, now this, just throwing this out there, do you think they could be targeted victims? I'm wondering so. You know, there was another person named Myron May that had complained for quite a while about hearing voices himself, even outside his door. But when he opened it, the voices stopped and no one was there. It eventually saturated his mind so much that he finally went to the Florida State University and killed three people. For a while now, we have been thinking there is something to what they are calling MK Ultra.
Yeah, as in mind control.
Well, we are living in an evil age that has the technology, and it possibly is being implemented on unsuspecting victims by using this some kind of electromagnetic radiation frequencies, something like that. And by the way, I also found a front cover to a CIA program that is titled Project MK Ultra, the CIA's program research in behavioral modification. And it was dated back to 1977, right around the same time computers were advancing. But today it's more sophisticated, and this application has a specific name called Voice to Skull. And there's a Dr. Robert Duncan that actually helped with this technology. But again, do your own research. Just wanted to draw your attention to this possibility. And also a lot more is going to be coming out on all this. For instance, I just read this morning that some of the kids that died really didn't even have a record of birth. So, I don't know. Anyhow, one of the goals of the New World Order globalist cabal is confiscation of all guns. I've been talking about that for quite a while. The more shootings, the more people will fall into line.
Yeah, you know, that's their plan.
And we're starting to see it, too. So expect many more shootings.
Yeah, you know, teachers need to carry concealed weapons, I think.
I agree. And last week, five California school districts chose to allow teachers with concealed carry permits to be armed on campus to defend themselves and their students. So, guess what happened on Saturday? Well, their infamous Governor Jerry Brown,
good old Jerry,
overruled them by signing a bill that guarantees that teachers cannot shoot back if they come under attack at school. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that homeschooling keeps looking better and better.
Yeah, maybe they should put prayer back in the schools.
Yeah, you know, sometime when we have to have some time, we should go into the statistics since then.
I know, it's awful.
Israel update?
Yeah, of course. Israel will be exporting natural gas to its new ally, Egypt. They're becoming pretty friendly. And this would be from Israel's new offshore Tamar and Leviathan gas fields in the Mediterranean.
Yeah, interesting names indeed.
Interesting indeed, I know. Bibi and Sarah, Netanyahu, are still having to defend themselves over lingering corruption charges. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Force is standing firm against any Iranian presence in Syria as well as in Lebanon and repeats that they will do whatever it takes. So, fighting continues between factions for control in Assad's army with the recent report of some very bloody bombardments occurring over the last 3 days. And the last count was actually 200 dead and 57 were young children.
Yeah, that's so sad.
That's right. And there's more Gaza conflicts on the border with Israel going on as well. But over here, those 13 Russian indictments clears President Trump from collusion. I just hope it doesn't clear the Clintons as well, because there was high collusion when they partnered with Russia and sold them 20% of our needed uranium.
Yeah, I think she did that when she was Secretary of State and good old Obama was president.
That's right. But of course, Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI then, and we are sure he does not want an investigation on that, because we know he had to know about it. And the huge donation her foundation soon received, and also the high payout for Bill Clinton's Moscow speech.
$500,000 for half an hour.
That's $500,000.
Uh-huh. Well, you would have got $1 million for the whole hour.
But we're storing our treasures in heaven, honey.
Yeah. Okay. We welcome your comments, and you can send your end-time questions by email to Sheila@shofarministries.net. Or call the office and be sure to leave a detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And to help us stay on the air, your love offerings are needed and very much appreciated. And we will include you in our monthly mailings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net. where you will find all the teaching newsletters archived for your learning pleasure and our past radio programs. And we highly suggest you listen to the programs you may have missed, especially this study on Matthew 24.
And as well, we'll be at Chester Christian Center a week from this Friday on March 2nd at 7 p.m. in Chester Lynn, Ohio. Also, it'll be the Feast of Purim that day.
And we will have Hamantaschen cookies.
Yes, homemade ones.
Yeah, April's making one. Thanks, April. Okay, just a short overview of chapter 24.
Okay, Matthew wrote with the saved future Jews in mind. And they're saved in the first half of the tribulation. Now, chapter 24 begins with a short prophecy soon to affect them. And that was the destruction of their magnificent temple, which was fulfilled a few decades later in 70 AD. But then Jesus advances in time and gives some obvious but simultaneous signs to look for in the very end of days.
Emphasizing great deception.
Yes. We also covered the fact that according to Revelation 7, the 144,000 Israelites will be saved right away just after our rapture and preaching the gospel in Israel of the soon earthly messianic kingdom. And then, verse 14, we'll go out to all the nations when the Jews flee south from Jerusalem to escape the Antichrist.
That's confirmed in Revelation 12, I believe.
And this is exactly at the midpoint of the tribulation, 1,260 days, when the Jews, who again are now saved since the war of Ezekiel 38, they witness the Antichrist abomination in their new temple. Of course, that's verse 15, as he will be demanding worship of their personal supplies, or their personal supplies will be cut off.
Yeah, so if one agrees to worship the beast, their mark, which most believe is a chip with a number, will be approved so they can continue to buy and sell.
Yeah, something like that. We also covered that God leads them on wings of eagles, or quick, to the same area where they were when escaping Pharaoh and his army in the book of Exodus.
Now, that's some great typology.
Mm-hmm. God teaches us that we can learn the future by what has happened in the past.
Absolutely. Romans 15:4 is
that's
a good
right.
example.
Then, last week, we explained verse 20, how we concluded that we can know that their flight would not be on the Sabbath or in the winter. And by the way, I want to thank you all out there who sent me some emails stating how that made so much sense to you and that you were enjoying this study. So thank you.
Remember, the programs are on our webpage, shofarministries.net.
Oh, and by the way, if you don't have a computer, all the libraries do, and we'll gladly instruct you on how to use it.
Yeah, and that's for free.
That's right. Okay, then we saw how God will shorten the daylight hours due to the heat of the sun, and we confirmed it in Amos 8, 9, and Revelation 8, 12. So, this week we will pick it up in Matthew 24, verse 23, and it says, "Then if anyone says to you, 'Look, here is the Christ,' or 'There,' do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I have told you beforehand." So again, who is the elect at this time? Well, it's the tribulation saints, because we're gone. But again, we are seeing these particular foreshadows too, just like the other signs today, and many are being deceived by signs and wonders. They're seeing images in the sky, crying icons, gold dust, and so much more. Even false prophets are saying that God says, thus saith the Lord, he's saying he is restoring the supernatural, stating the exact words from Matthew that God will be sending signs and wonders. Do they not read the book? Matthew infers the signs and wonders in the last days will be from Satan, not God. And yet, because so many don't read the prophetic word, they are not familiar with what it says to watch for. The one world religion, they're going to have a lot of signs and wonders, and they're not going to be looking at his word and abundantly listening to lies. And as I have been stating, we are already today privy to that. So let's pick it up here now in verse 26. "Therefore, if they say to you, 'Look, he is in the desert,' do not go out. Or, 'Look, He is in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. Now, this is not speaking about personal supernatural visions that some are having, especially happening today to Muslim and Jews, to bring them to the Lord. No, Matthew here is describing a physical person who will claim to be Jesus, inviting you to come and see him. We have had a few cases of this, but it'll definitely be magnified in the tribulation. And in the second half of the tribulation, the Antichrist will be the prime offender. Anyhow, the next verse in Matthew explains exactly how Jesus will come. He's very specific. Verse 27, it says, "For as the lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be." Verse 28, "For wherever the carcass is," these are dead bodies, "there the eagles will be gathered together." Now, we know about the supper for the vultures that will eat the unrighteous leaders. You can read that in Revelation 19, 17, and again in verse 21. I also think it amazing that it is in the fall season when vultures and other birds really do gather more abundantly in Israel. So interesting. Okay, let's continue in verse 29. "Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from heaven and the powers of the heavens will be shaken." Now, the word "immediately" in the Greek is metatata, and that means at the very next minute. When everything goes dark, and it will be at sundown, by the way, on Yom Kippur. That's when it is Hebraically taught that the gates are closed in heaven that have been opened on Rosh Hashanah. And if you have not accepted Jesus by then, it will be too late. For then a sign in heaven, which we believe are the moving clouds coming toward the earth, and then they will witness the Son of Man riding on a white horse. And that's confirmed in Revelation 19. But let's go on and read verse 30. "Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in heaven, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory." Let me mention that the tribes of the earth, they're also called the earth dwellers, they're actual idioms for the unrighteous who had preferred to make the earth their home rather than accept Jesus and go to heaven. So every time you read that in Revelation, it means the unrighteous. So it says, "And now they will mourn, knowing they messed up horribly." And now this next verse is extremely important to understand correctly because its interpretation has often been mangled, really. Some false teachers will tell you that this verse proves we are here for the tribulation because of the word "elect." Now, we have spoken about this a few weeks ago, but I'm going to explain it again, and this is so important to remember. If you use scripture to interpret scripture for proper hermeneutics, it is easily and more correctly comprehended. But we'll start with reading the whole verse, and then we'll pick it apart. Verse 31. "And he will send his angels with the great sound of a trumpet, and they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other." Now, there's a lot to unpack here, and it's vitally important. First off, notice he sends his angels to gather the elect on earth. Now, that's a great clue because we know from 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1 Corinthians 15 that the rapture is calling us up along with the righteous dead in Christ. And it's at the last trump of God. Now, for us, the angels do not come down to gather his bride. This is going to be for the tribulation elect. Also, this is the great trump, not the last trump. The great trump is another idiom according to our roots and is only blown on Yom Kippur, which fits the puzzle of Jesus returning to earth on Yom Kippur. In case you are interested, there is also a first trump, which is blown on Pentecost, because it was the first time a shofar was blown, and that was from God himself in Exodus 19. So, three idioms for three trumpets, first, last, and great. Okay? Okay. Moving on. As I mentioned before, the elect are the righteous during any particular time period. Example, in the Old Testament, Israel was called God's elect as confirmed in Isaiah 45:4. Let me read that for you. For Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have called you by your name. I have named you, though you have not known me. Then, after Christ birthed the church at his resurrection and then confirmed at Pentecost, those who believe in Yeshua became his elect. Today, we, believers in Christ, are his elect. And when we leave this earth, those who then become righteous during the tribulation will be called his elect. And that's what we see here in verse 31. So it's the angels will gather the earthly elect, also known as the sheep in Matthew 25, who will enter the millennial kingdom. And the goats will be cast into hell, awaiting the great white throne judgment that we read about in Revelation 20, verses 12 and 13. And it'll be according to their works, which makes us believe there are different degrees of fiery punishments. And by the way, that is also confirmed in 2 Timothy 4:14 and Matthew 23:14. Check it out. So, it's kind of interesting because the secular-minded always judge each other on their works, good or bad. Well, at the great white throne, they will receive accordingly what they always thought. So, yes, I believe Hitler will suffer more than your good neighbor next door who just never made Jesus Lord over their life. Anyway, that's how I see it. So, let me ask you, are you the elect? You know, you can be, but again, it has to be your choice. You have to choose to make Yeshua Lord over your life. Luke 21 says that anyone can escape the horrors of the tribulation that's soon coming. And all you have to do is say a simple prayer. Just admit you are a sinner, repent, and invite him into your spirit. Then let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. Because I don't know if you realize this or not, if Jesus isn't ruling your life, then Satan is. Even if you don't know it, because there is no in between. You either are saved or you're not. And those of you who are lukewarm Christians, get your act together now. People have to hear the gospel, and you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So tithe your time in God's word. That will help you with discernment, and so that you will not be deceived. All right, I have to leave you with the Aaronic blessing in Numbers 6:22-27. Yirakaka Adonai v'yishmeraka Adonai panav eleka v'yuneka. Yasei Adonai panav eleka v'yisem laha shalom. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom, give you that peace. So, till next time, sha'alu shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for our president and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Because let me tell you something. If you love her, if you love Jerusalem with a passion, because that's going to be your home, you're going to prosper in all areas of your life. Not just talking money here, that's not the important part, but in every other way spiritually. So that's in Psalms 122, verse 6. Shalom till next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.